Good morning. How's everybody doing? Hope you're all enjoying your morning commute. Heading out. Getting your day on. So, this is fun. If you are commuting and you have a hands-free Bluetooth device, why don't you call in and let us know where you're at? I'll go first. I'm on Interstate 880 North, heading from San Leandro to Oakland. In a 5-lane highway, going about 11 miles per hour. Yep, passing Stephen Lindheim Memorial Overcrossing. I wonder who Stephen Lindheim was. Is he the guy who jumped off that overcrossing and why they have a big old fence around it? Well, how's everybody's week been going? What's up, Guaguito? How do you pronounce that? Guaguito. I don't know. I'm just guessing, you know. I mean, my name could be Evrion. Evan. I don't know. There's many ways you could do it. Anyway, I'm keeping it entertaining. As I could see, wow, that's weird how people just jump on and they're zero. You know, they just hear your voice and they're like, no. I actually feel nauseous right now just listening to your voice. I can't do it anymore. So I have an exciting day today. It's, and I'll be happy to share with everyone if it resolves today what's happened from, federal maximum security prison. I'm kidding. Let's see. I have not made very much progress on animations, although I have been learning Pencil 2D, which I like. I like the interface on it. It's pretty straightforward. It's pretty simple. It's a lot more user-friendly and intuitive than the Toon Boom's Harmony 17 Essentials. Really, I mean, all these things should have ambassadors / mentors, obsessed, compulsive geeks running around and, you know, entering strangers' homes and showing them how to do this. Or meeting at hub locations around the place. I have been struggling. If anybody knows how to add an admin, we have an admin. It's Friday kind of guy. And I've spent time on the laptop. I've spent time on the computer, and I like to think I'm kind of a fairly crackerjack intellect when it comes to the computer and software and whatnot. Not intuitively. let me explain. I just click around on everything until I figure out where everything is, and it sticks in my head. And I've done that so many times over the years that I'm fairly decent at it. So I attended, for my information technology training, I attended the University of Help Menu at the state of Me, or Maine. Anyway, wow. Nobody. It's cool. I got 121 loves. Somebody's listening to my stuff. Castbox is having trouble telling me how to download my replays so I can then re-upload them. And there's no simple way, it would seem, to move those podcasts over from the database table that they're in under replays and move them into the channel, which would be much simpler. Aside from that, I do have a lifetime membership for life, and I have the emails. I made sure So Subtle Funky went down. All of my episodes got dumped and erased, and my account got dumped with all the followers and everything that. Follow me. I was none too pleased about it. I was trying to get the Twitter account off of my account because I don't Twitter. I don't twit. I'm not a twit. Do you twit? And I also stopped doing Facebook on Sunday. My God, I'm so sick of Facebook. And I don't know about you. If you've tried to get off Facebook and you've had a unique experience, call me right now and share, because I am literally about 13 miles away from Facebook headquarters. I could drive to the headquarters and immediately get tackled and or shot. They don't like people there. I'm not sure that they have actual humans in there. It might all be bots. They did call me once to ask me if I wanted to interview for a job. And quite frankly, I told them, well, yeah, sure, I'd be happy to do that. But I just need to let you know that, you know, I may take off and form something that's way cooler. Anyway. Dear Lord, will you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? I bought me a Chevy. I must make amends. I'm singing Janis Joplin right now, and chasing off anyone who might be listening now. Ha! Anybody listening now? No, of course not. Nobody's listening now. Now, I'm a phone caller. I like calling. Let me give you an example of calls that I have engaged in. Anytime I see somebody post their phone number on social media and say, nobody out there cares. If they did, they would call me. They just don't care. They're not even real. If they cared, they would call my number. 516-223-9292. So I figured that means they want me to call. So I call. It usually freaks them out. It's not that I'm stalky. It's that I'm going to be generous and say 10% of the world that takes things as they are, tries to. Anyway, somebody called me a stoic the other day. I don't think I'm a stoic so much as it bugs the living hell out of me when people just go on and on and on and on and on and on and on about total hypothetical situations. You know, and it took me maybe 7 or 8 months to get away from religion, right? To finally begin dumping off the lifetime of guilt I had been torturing myself with. And once I got rid of that guilt and that fear, what was I doing? Man, I'm wasting so much time worrying about what's going to happen after death. And quite frankly, the whole idea of heaven sounds hellish. Gonna walk on streets of gold. Well, if their streets are made of gold, then it won't be very valuable, will it? I think at that point, it'd be like, I don't know, slushies, slurpees, cotton candy might be really... You can eat all the cotton candy you want in between singing hymns to our wonderful Lord God Almighty for all eternity. Praise be his name. He is worthy. He is worthy. Has anybody seen my harp? Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't know why anyone would want to spend an eternity like that. I like to think that my belief system, and it's not even a belief system, my acceptance of the facts as they have been presented, should be enough. And it fits right into all the messages. You know, I'm right there with all the messaging. It's simple as this. We can all agree that we're all going to die. Therefore, that's the objective truth, right? Screw all the fake news, everything else. technically is just a strongly supported hypothetical. But we all agree we're all going to die. We have to die. I mean, you know, they say you'll come back. Nobody says they're just like ghosting death. So if we're all going to die, and I've discussed this many times before, nobody's going through death's door with me. I'm doing it alone. So therefore, when I go through death's door, if I want to be comfortable with it, and nobody else is going through it with me, then what I thought my entire life was the most important engagement of my life. That's really what mattered. So, okay, fine. If it's me, I don't have any guarantee somebody's going to like come through or go, psych, surprise, surprise, surprise. You thought it was real life. It was game all along. Huh? And you got the lowest score ever. Yeah, no. I just have to be able to think I did my best. If I did my best, and I honestly believe that I do try to do my best. Not try. I do my best all the time. Even when I'm not doing what other people might think is my best, I'm doing my best at that time. You have no idea what's going on in my head. Wow. Two galaxies just annihilated each other in my head. Just like that. Bam. So we're talking about morning jokes. Anybody got a morning joke? Again, I'm on Interstate 880 North following a concrete truck. Which would be interesting if, well, two concrete trucks. I'm in the concrete jungle. The animals are everywhere. Ooh, there's a kidnapper van looking for its prey. Oh, man, I was at one of the stand-up open mics a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, and this comedian was terrible. He looked like Sacha Baron Cohen, but when he got up there, he was so creepy. And it was like an actual comedic thespian artistic choice he was making. So this check his jokes. His jokes was like, yeah, so it was gone by the elementary school. Don't you hate it when you go by elementary schools? Kids are on the wrong side of the fence. Nobody laughed. The crickets even shut the fuck up and said, that guy is twisted. Right? Everyone's looking at each other like, should we call somebody right now? I mean, is there a kid in his trunk maybe? no, that was totally his freaking his choice. Because when he came off, I said, dude, is that like a comedic choice? He goes, yeah, it's so hard. I'm like, stop it, man. No, it's hard because it feels wrong and nobody's laughing because it's scary. It's scary as hell, man. So I don't know what you may be doing this morning. You may be on your way to foreclose on a couple of middle-class American homes, you know, par the course for today, or you might be, I don't know, you could be stopping and picking up some whiskey on your way in to teach your third grade class, which you're probably pretty late to right now, as a substitute teacher, of course. Or you could be doing anything at all. Why don't you call, share with me. We got about, wow, so many people joined, so many people left. Did I say some kind of trigger word? Got everybody like cruising up into my grill here? So, like I had all these ideas like boop, 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 boop. We must see. We must see and evaluate. Is he okay? I get it. I don't know how they do this platform. Honestly, this probably consumes 90% of their time and energy is just making sure nobody does anything crazy on live broadcast, right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right? No, I know he's like, who's he talking to? Oh, sorry, I had the conversation in my head there for a second. Ooh, and there's like the world's largest flea market. I gotta say, as dirty as California in urban environments can get, it doesn't compare to New York City. You know, nothing personal in New York City. You've been there longer and you're your blackheads are darker and you're short and swarthy, and your beady eyes make me nervous. So, but New York City is entirely different than, say, upstate New York. Now, naive child that I was, when I entered the United States Marine Corps, I learned a lot of things. I had assumed a lot of things I had no freaking clue about. For some reason, I had in my head that New York was just like New York City across the whole state. No, it's actually Connecticut and Massachusetts and Rhode Island. That's what's like that. But I digress. Okay, what are we going to do this morning? Has anybody got any tongue twisters? Here's a tongue twister. I would love to talk about DIY animation, but I'm just not going to talk to myself about DIY animation. I'm not doing it. No, nada. So, here's a tongue twister. I dare you, a double dog dare you, to say the words toy boat 5 times fast. Toy boat, toy boat. Yeah, see, a little bit faster than that. I'm not even going to try it. I already know the results. I have a lifetime of failure under my belt. If you can call in and you can say it fast, I mean, like, toy boat, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. If you can say it fast, you'll win some kind of prize. And it won't just be me going, oh, I'm going to give you a digital pat on the back. Pat, pat. How's that feel? It feels digital. You can feel that? You're weird. Get off. Oh, did I miss my turn? Do you allow 10-year-olds in my cast? Ross Harry. I don't mind. Okay, so let me explain, Ross. I don't mind. I have 3 sons. One, why aren't you in school? And 2, this is how it works. I'm not even sure if you're allowed to call in, honestly. I'd have to double check the rules on that, Ross. Why don't you, if you're smart enough to be on my podcast or my live cast, it's 4 p.m., but then you could probably flip over. You're probably better at computers than most people, but not me. You should look up the facts and the rules. It has advice and facts you should know, FAQs, regarding how you interact with a live cast. Certainly, I think I had a younger kid dial in 3 weeks ago, right when I answered it. I think it was a kid, because right when I answered it, all I heard was, ah, and I was like, okay, I'm done with that. Beep. So what this is Socratic Method Forum. That means you call in and we engage in a question and answer. So you answer a question with the question. Oh my God, I'm going to get so close to the time that I need to be there. And when I say my God, hey, Bobby, what's up, Bobby McGee? Bobby, if it's 4 p.m., that would mean you're on the other side of the world, right? On the other side of the planet. Nobody from China has been calling in, so as far as I know, all I can say is it's a rumor. I'm pretty sure it's there, but I haven't been there personally. You know, fake news until you get there. Oh, so this is China. Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow. It seems lighter over here. No, it's way heavier. Oh, my goodness. The traffic is absurd. You're in Nuke? I'm totally messing around with you. What was that tongue twister? Okay, well, you know, Ross, I will allow you to call in if you will attempt a couple of tongue twisters, okay? And the first tongue twister is toy boat. Toy boat. Can you say toy boat 5 times fast? If you can say it successfully, like toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, that speed, obviously not with the that's an accent. That's regional accent. I obviously didn't say toy boat. I said toy boy. That's what my mouth wants to say when I do this exercise. Let's hear what your mouth does. Oh, and tongue is T-O-N-G-U-E. T-O-U-N-G-E is, I think, tongue or something. Tongue. And I don't know. A tongue twister. But my favorite one is the one my grandfather taught me. His name was Alfred Paschal Brown. And I was the lucky sucker of my generation. My name is Adrian Paschal Blumberg. And this is a tongue twister he taught me. Ready? Okay, here we go. A skunk sat upon the stump. The stump said the skunk stunk. And the skunk said the stump stunk. Now which stunk? Stump or the skunk? Who knew? I would think they both stunk. Yes, it's a very philosophical question. Oh, no. Oh, God. Did I miss my exit? Say it isn't so. Oh, I might have missed my exit. That won't go over well in court. Not well at all. I mean, cart. In cart. It won't go over well in cart. That's what I mean to say. Oh, God. No, I'm actually about 8 minutes away. All right. So we're running out of time to call in and you have two tongue twisters. Call in. Are you calling? Somebody calling? I don't see anybody calling. Hello? Oh, there we go. Is that you?
I am the 2-year-old.
How are you doing today, young man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, aside from being a Texan who's living in California, which you probably aren't aware, but for us Texans, living in California is kind of like getting a sunburn every day. So, aside from that, I'm doing fine. Wonderful. So, what's the tongue twister you got for
can
me?
Can I tell first, you the two tongue twisters?
Absolutely.
Okay,
but
the first
you,
one is, she sells seashells on the seashore.
Yep, she does sell seashells by the seashore. But does she sell
seashells on the seashore? Red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry. Can't even see it.
Red
lorry, yellow.
What's a lorry?
Yellow lorry.
What's a
red
lorry?
Red lorry, yellow lorry. It's like a big truck. That's what a lorry is.
Oh, wait. A lorry is a big truck? Why don't they just call it a big truck?
It's a big truck. In the UK, I think it's in the UK also, where I live, me and Bobby lives. When you say lorry? Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry.
Have you ever tried saying circle square? Real fast.
Circle square, circle square, circle square, circle square.
I know it's kind of slippery. Whoa, are you all right?
Dang it. Yeah, I'm in my washing basket and I fell.
Your washing basket. You know what I used to hide and read and to be alone? I would take a flashlight in my favorite highlights magazines and books. I would go in the washer or the dryer. And in those days, the dryer had three big paddles that would move the clothes around in a big circle. And I could I could sit on it and like spin myself. It was fun.
I'm stuck. Oh. So can I try to say the toy boat one?
Yeah, try the toy boat one.
Okay, toy boat.
Nope, you didn't do it.
Tie boat.
No, you got
it.
You reverted to an Irish accent. Tie bite. I have a tie bite.
Toy boat.
You always sound Irish in a tongue twister.
Did I say boat?
Huh? Boat.
Boat. No, pretend it's a T.
Boat. Toy boat. Oh, God, that's hard.
Toy boat.
Hey, you want to hear a funny Latin joke?
Okay.
It's semper, which means always, ubi, under, that means under, and semper ubi, sub ubi, which says always wear underwear. But they didn't wear underwear back then in Roman days. So they're saying, always wear underwear.
I'm confused.
You don't get that one, do you? How about Pig Latin? Can you speak Pig Latin? You know how to speak
I'm going to joke.
I want to hear a joke. Is,
why couldn't the skeleton pay for his bus? Why couldn't the skeleton pay for his... Wait, so the skeleton went to the bus driver and said, sorry, I can't pay because I am skint.
I got one for you. What's a pirate's favorite letter?
What?
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
I don't know. Oh, I know what R.
That's what you think, but it's really the C.
Dang it.
Yep. Oh, did you hear about that?
How do you know if you're a pirate?
How?
Cause you just are.
Just are. Yeah, that gets you. I should have gotten that one. You got one over on me, matey.
It's okay. I've got a riddle for you.
You what?
You own it. You own it. But people use it more than you. What are you? What am I?
I never make timbers. Arr. That was funnier than me wooden leg.
I don't know what you're saying.
Why, I remember once with me and old SpongeBob. SpongeBob. Yes, with me and SpongeBob. Yeah. Anyway, boys, I gotta let you go. It's been great.
I want to type in a joke. I want to see what jokes there is.
Okay, well, one last joke, and then I gotta go. Okay.
Okay. I need to type it on Google first.
Go ahead.
Best joke. I just need to type it on Google. First joke comes up, I'll tell you it.
Okay. Go down the hole.
No, not yet. I need to type it in. Okay, so I told my wife she was drawing her eyebrows too high. She looked surprised.
What? I am so confused right now. I have one. I have a joke about eyes. So
you know when your eyebrows go high in your face and you look surprised?
Oh.
That.
Ah. I know I'm funny because every time I look in the mirror, I laugh and laugh. So the boy was at the dance. He was about your age, maybe 11 or 12. And there was a girl across the gym that kept rolling her eyes at him just over and over. He didn't know what to do about that. So he just kept picking him up and rolling him right back.
I've got a joke for you. Parallel lines have so much in common. It's a shame they'll never meet.
Ah, yes. You went straight perpendicular with my brain there. Yeah. Here's one for you. What was I going to say? This actually, did you hear about that kid who got kidnapped today? The kid that kidnapping. Did you hear about the kidnapping? It's all right. He woke up. that's you. You've exhausted me. That's all I've got. I'm the tickle master. So, you know, when I ran out of jokes, I would just start tickling. I could look at my boys and they would, and I not even touched them, but I looked like I was tickling them in my brain and they would just melt into butter and fall on the ground. But now they're...
See me. Whenever I look at my friends and they just start laughing. I just look at my friends and they just start... laughing.
That means you have a very rare gift. The gift of laughter. I wish I could give everybody laughter.
Every time I look at someone, they're just like... They think it's funny. I don't know why.
Well, my name's Adrian, and I'm going to have to let you go. I'm getting into downtown Oakland, and I don't want you to hear me get into a car accident, okay?
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye. Have a great evening.
You too.
Bye.
Are you going to end the cast?
Yeah, I'm still in the truck. But I got to go.
Okay.
I think I'm going. Am I going? I'm going.